Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Katie, did you get a car yet?
No, I did not.
Listen, if anybody's got a car.
I mean, we don't. I have a bike.
Katie needs a car, you guys. If somebody could just give Katie a car.
Everything's
if it's free.
Fine.
We would love you forever.
Even if it's like old school bus or something.
Please.
Oh, my God. I would have so much fun.
Volkswagen Bug. I don't know. We got to get you a car.
Gracious.
Her car crapped out, and she's sad.
Oh. I mean, thanks for throwing it out there, but also, I'm fine. Everything's
really?
Fine.
You know, not fine is Josh. He's sick of driving you around everywhere. So if you could get a car.
Gas prices
Josh
are high.
Wants Katie to get a car.
Yeah. So if anybody has a car for Katie, like even one of those like little mini school buses, that would be kind of fun.
Short bus.
Yeah, we'll get you a little mini school bus, and we'll put the Mix logo on the side, and you can drive around to all of our events.
Here's the thing.
You look so good.
Let's put that out there. If you want me to drive around your car with your logo on it,
is that what we're doing now?
I'll do that too. I mean, everything can be sold nowadays. So.
Even if it says like Fascinations on the side or Build-A-Bear.
We'll have a good time with it. What? Like,
I'm trying to think of
you
something else ridiculous.
And who else?
John Slaughterhouse.
Who else would you want behind that company name? Like someone who can talk, who has a way with words.
That's what we need.
I'll chat with everyone about your business. So yeah, there we go.
Here comes Katie in the Hot Topic bus.
Let's float some ideas around. Why not?
So Josh says that something crazy happened at the gym yesterday. What was so crazy, buddy?
It was just a weird incident that I've never really seen before. I assumed that they were a couple because this girl was just ogling the dude. But they were both on the stair steppers, and there's multiple stair steppers at the gym that I go to. And I like to use that for my cardio. I like to climb the stairs because it's tough, and you get a pretty good leg workout in there as well. Well, I assume that her boyfriend is the one on the stair stepper just walking. He's got his head down. He's just in the zone. He's focusing. But yet his girlfriend is sitting next to him on the other stair stepper, just talking to him, looking at him, keeping him company, being a supportive girlfriend. But she's not using it at all. She is literally sitting there kind of draped over it, just looking at him. And I was like, okay, maybe they're just talking for a little bit. No, this went on for about 40 minutes.
No.
And I'm using the free weights next to it, but I'm like kind of not really even doing my workout at this point because I had finished what I needed to do. And I was like, hey, want to get my cardio in. I want to go over there. And I've never seen a girl just sit there. She didn't use it one time. She just sat there talking to him, ogling him. And I didn't say anything because I was like, I don't know what to do here. Like, it was such an awkward situation. I was like, do you have no self-awareness to where you can just realize, hey, I'm not using this equipment. Maybe I should get up and get off, right?
Yeah. Well, and honestly, I don't work out at the gym, so I don't know the protocol. But is that, can you go up and ask someone, hey, I'm trying to use this machine.
Yeah,
can you get
totally
off it?
Yeah, you just got to be like, hey, are you using this? Can I hop on?
They just looked.
You could have just.
But still,
I have a question, though. Was he hot? Was it worth it?
Okay,
was
so like, I couldn't even tell. The funny thing is, he had his head down and his like hoodie hood over his head.
Oh,
like,
okay.
I could not. It looked like a mysterious Sith Lord. I couldn't see him at all.
He was like a Riley Green looking guy. Maybe I'd be sitting there staring up at
him,
too. You know?
Like,
okay, fair enough,
you can't
actually
help yourself there. But no, I didn't know if it was like if people
have. Yeah, you're not supposed to rest on
equipment. You're not supposed to.
No,
okay.
Using it and then move on, wipe it down and move on. So you probably could have just went over and said, hey, can I hop on this
but
real quick?
It seems uncomfortable, though. Like, I wouldn't want to approach
really
a couple. Like,
if it was the other way around, I would have told the dude, hey, get off. Like, are you using this thing? Respectfully. But it was the girl, and I felt awkward. I felt awkward about going to ask the young lady.
I would have totally felt awkward.
And it's
you would have just told her to get off,
can I hop
on
this?
Yeah. No?
Yeah. You just said, hey, are you using that? Can we?
I don't know. It's the whole approaching a girl. Like, she could have looked at me and just been like, I have a boyfriend. I'm like, well, that's great. Can
I
use the stair stepper?
I have a leg workout I need to get to. Yeah. So let's help each other out here.
Okay. Well, I mean,
I used to work at a gym. I worked at a gym for about 4 years. One of the best things that I ever saw at the gym was a guy that came in and hopped on one of the stationary bikes. And as he was on the stationary bike, he had a bag of McDonald's with him, and he was sitting there on the bike eating French fries.
No.
That was one of two of the best things I ever saw at the gym. The second one was a guy that came in a full suit and got on the treadmill and did some running in a full suit. And it was like he maybe worked at a business or a car dealership or something, and it was his break. and it was his time to come in and get a quick workout in on his lunch break. And he was straight up, dress shoes and all, was running on the treadmill.
He forgot and, like, his change
what?
Of clothes.
Like, was all sweaty, and then he was like, gave me the peace sign, hey, I'm out, you know? And he bounced.
Did
Isn't
he
that funny?
Like, record it for likes, or was this way before that?
Oh, this
like,
was,
way
this
before?
Is,
this
I
is
had
just,
my Nokia, so, Katie.
Oh,
the guy was eating fries on the stationary bike, and the other guy in the suit. Around the treadmill.
We have a lot
best.
Of denim workouts. Like, a lot of people work
yeah,
out in their
there's
jeans.
There's a lot of old guys that show up in jeans. And
that is
belts,
so
and the tucked
odd.
In shirts.
The chafing has yeah. got to be.
Yeah.
Never seen a full suit,
Well,
though.
Listen, I want you to be a brave boy next time and be like, get your booty up, girl.
Well, if they do it again, absolutely. Yeah,
just get a squirt gun. That's what I do. Oh. Get some water.
It's like when your cat
start...
does something bad. You spray
yeah,
him in the face
exactly,
with water.
Exactly.
Time for a quick sports report. I got a little something before we hop on to Josh's stuff. It has to do with a sports bar. A piece of Colorado sports bar history is quietly disappearing this week. I don't know if you guys saw this, but the Buffalo Wild Wings location in Arvada, which opened in 1994.
Yeah, I know that one.
Reportedly, the chain's first Colorado location has permanently closed its doors after more than three decades. I don't see any details as to why, but could be like many restaurant chains right now. It's been facing labor issues, food and operating costs, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah. I see that.
But that's sad. This story is talking about how it is part of what people are calling third places that are disappearing. Your third place is like your bar or your restaurant that you go to. So you've got your home.
Yeah.
You've got your work.
And then your third place.
And then your third place is your bar where
yeah.
you go in and everyone's like, hey, Katie's back.
There she is.
Cut her off. She's an alcoholic.
Get that lady's chicken wings ready.
Yeah. So they say a lot of these little third places are disappearing, even though this is like a major chain.
But it's still
your somebody's hometown local hangout spot,
yes.
right?
Someone loves to just say B-dubs, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's it. They just like to say B-dubs. But this one surprises me. I've never heard of a Buffalo Wild Wings closing.
I know.
This one.
I've told
shocking.
You guys back in the day before kids and stuff, there was a B-dubs right next to our gym, and we would go from the gym with
yeah.
our gym group and go right to B-dubs and have Michelob Ultras and chicken wings. And there was a time where we were spending like $400 or $500 a month
oh,
at that
I'm
place,
sure.
and we were like, we probably should reel in a little bit.
It's like a car payment.
We're spending. We probably should have went to this location here in Arvada. It would
yeah.
still be open, honestly.
Yeah.
But anyway, sad news for B-dubs fans. That had been going to this location since 1994.
Oh, man.
Man, oh, man. Josh, what else is going on?
Well, we got a couple of housekeeping things here to get to. The Broncos, a couple days ago, finally made the finalized agreement with CDOT to purchase Burnham Yards. So that keeps everything on track to have
good.
Their 2031 retractable roof. Brand new stadium there. Perfect sound
kinda.
For that. Go Broncos. The Avalanche announced that they are keeping head coach Jared Bednar, which is
oh,
huge
phew.
News for the Colorado
wow.
Avalanche, as
good
well
hair
as
on
they're
that
letting
guy too.
Go of their general manager, Chris McFarland, who just signed with the Nashville Predators. So those
yeah,
two
he
things.
He went to a different team, right?
Yes, those
so
two
that
things
was,
are
yeah.
important because they affect the Denver sports teams. Now, on to a story that is one of the wildest things you will ever hear. A dangerous situation happened at a youth baseball game in Kansas City yesterday that resulted in a lifetime suspension of the head coach as well as a five-year suspension for the son. Apparently, this coach's son was the pitcher, and the coach instructed him to throw as hard as he could at the dugout, the opposing team's dugout, and it sounded a little something like this.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You people are nuts! Get him out of there!
Are you kidding me?
You people
okay.
are nuts.
The you people are nuts took me out. That was so funny. But apparently some kind of scrum happened earlier in the game that fired up the coach so much that he instructed his son to go out there and not even throw at the batter, throw directly at the dugout.
What a loon.
That's crazy.
I have never heard anything like this. My dad was my youth baseball coach. I played youth baseball my entire childhood life. I had never seen anything like this. I think the, are you kidding me, is a very appropriate reaction,
yeah,
to be honest.
Absolutely.
I have never seen anything like this. He is completely banned. He'd have to move states if he wants to be a youth baseball coach again, as well as his son, because when his son, by the time 5 years is over,
he's going to be out of the little league.
He's just
right? going to
be in normal
yeah.
sports. So, yeah.
He'll be one in of the middle league.
He'll, yeah. One of the wildest stories I've heard all weekend. Oh, there is goodness. Your Mile High Sports Minute.
There you go, guys. You're up to date. You drink a lot of Keystone Light up in North Dakota?
Oh, it's like that and Busch Light.
Is that what it is?
Those two, yeah.
Busch. Well, Keystone Light is celebrating America's 250th anniversary.
Yeah.
With a 4th of July promotion that includes a weekend getaway in Florida, a backyard barbecue, and a World War II fighter plane flying overhead, and you can register to win that for about $250.
Oh, that's fun.
Only one person can book this experience, and it sounds like they'll have some fridges there, but unfortunately, it's going to be stocked with Keystone Light apple beer.
Oh, what?
Never mind, I don't want to go.
Yucky, yucky. Who's drinking that?
Only way they're going to get them to drink it. Ugh. That's why.
Details can be probably found at KeystoneLight.com, I would imagine. This big story is coming out of Scotland. There's a parakeet on the loose. I guess it's been terrorizing residents. And the main thing it's doing is, for some reason, it's attacking cars and causing thousands of dollars in damage. The pet is, I guess, targeting all the rubber components like window seals, windshield wipers, yada, yada, yada. Local residents are having to cover their vehicles with tarps. I'm looking here. I don't see why. Oh, they say some of these animals crave the fats or minerals in rubber.
Oh.
And some of them are just simply bored.
I was going to say birds be crazy. Like
birds be bored.
They are crazy, though. Like, when they dive bomb you, I don't know if you've ever. There's this Target over here, the underground parking.
Yeah.
I always get attacked by the birds in there. Like,
you got bird seed in your pockets or something?
Birds are crazy. So,
anyway, I got a skiddly diddly do Scottish guy here talking about it.
Well, it'd be nice if it was caught humanely and taken away, and obviously it's domesticated birds, so somebody could look after it. Putting a cover in your car is the solution, but every time you go out, you've got to take the cover off, and it's not ideal. So now my car is so badly damaged, I'm not sure it could do any more damage, so I'm just leaving it until I need to change my car, and then I'll get it fixed, by which time it will be resolved, hopefully.
I will find you.
I could listen to him.
He's a cute little guy. Anyway, like, so that bird needs to be shot out of the sky with a BB gun.
Can you do the rest of the hype in that
voice? Somebody take him out.
Take him down.
That
Braveheart.
Yeah, that was Braveheart.
I'll get one more thing for you. I've been noticing this if I'm perusing Facebook Marketplace. I feel like every other post has some sort of sexy model next to whatever is being sold. And
yeah,
it's working.
Like there's like a Jeep, you know. Yeah. I saw a Jeep on there with this like bikini model laying on it. I saw a bookcase with some like girl standing next to it. And I'm like, what kind of algorithm did I get onto here? You know. But it turns out, I guess people now are putting their products into AI and having AI put like bikini models next to everything that they're selling. And it's the sex sells strategy, right? So they're getting people to click on their items for sale if they put a hot blonde in a bikini standing next to your, you know, elliptical.
I do, right?
That you're like, trying to sell.
Think of the things you put on Facebook Marketplace.
I know. And,
like an old pair of cowboy boots with a bikini model.
She'd be standing in them, right? In her little top.
Here's my ab lounger with a bikini
model. Yes, right. Like, an old blender, you know, an old toaster. So if you're seeing this on Marketplace, you're not on some sort of horny algorithm.
It's
just
doing.
That people are trying to sell their stuff by using sex, essentially.
I mean, yeah. You can't hate on it.
You can't hate on it.
Since the beginning.
Have you ever been
time.
To that site where I don't know if it's an Instagram page or just a website, but it's people selling mirrors.
Oh, that's the best.
People trying to sell mirrors. Look it up later today.
Oh,
it's
funny. I can't wait.
People
though.
Trying to sell mirrors, and
I
it's great.
I can't wait.
Yeah, go check it out. All right, what's local?
I also can't wait for this new thing coming to Denver. It's a porch party. Ooh, yeah, actually Porch Fest. It's a big deal, too. So Baker Neighborhood is where they're going to have the first one on October 3rd. And the plan is to block off several streets and then host bands, local vendors, and an estimated 5,000 to 10,000 people, with the bands actually playing on people's front porches.
You know I love bands and local vendors.
Exactly. And so they do this in cities like Austin. I think San Francisco has one. So a gentleman who went to the one, I think, in San Francisco He is from Colorado here, but Bradley Schwartz, he's a bass guitarist for a Denver band, 5 Minutes Out. So he played, it was in Atlanta, he played the Porch Fest. So he brought it to Denver. He's the one spearheading this whole thing. Hmm. And so they're hoping to have quite a few lined up for the year. But the very first one, October 3rd, how neat is that? I thought that that'd be fun for people to get into. Porch Fest 2026. You heard it here first. Okay, so
that sounds better than local vendor fest.
I know. I think that it's fun. Porch like fest it got fun. My attention, yeah. And I want to see people jamming out on porch fronts, right?
Hills to the
Come
yes.
Come on. I also want to see this Colorado ranch that's being sold. Architectural Magazine's editor, Bud Knapp was his name, and Bud and Betsy Knapp has owned Knapp Ranch for many, many years. This is up in Vail Valley, but it is for sale for the first time ever. It is $66.5 million for 284 acres of beautiful Colorado land. And what it is, because there's a main house and there's cabins set up and everything too, and it is gorgeous, but the big deal is the land that it sits on. I mean, hiking trails, biking trails, anything you can imagine. I mean, again, it is up there in Vail Valley, so you're going to get your money's worth if you buy this for $66.5 million.
Not bad.
Powerball's tonight. I know I'll be buying a ticket, and if I win, that's what I'm buying.
What's the yearly taxes on that place?
I have no idea.
What's the address?
I have no idea. It's just Knapp Ranch is what it's called. Again, up there in Vail Valley, if you want to Google
K-N-A-P-P?
It. K-N-A-P-P Ranch. It is absolutely breathtaking and definitely worth taking a look, even if you can't afford that scratch. And the Taco Bell Cantina, you know, the one that opened at DIA,
yeah.
Right? So you can expect those different food items that they offer at the Cantina. They all highlight the slow roasted Cantina chicken. And then they have some upgraded premium products like pico de gallo, shredded purple cabbage, and I know you'll like this, Jeremy, proprietary sauce packets.
You got it out.
Third time's a charm. But don't get excited just yet because our airport doesn't have the alcoholic drinks available. Calm your twisted freeze down. You can't get them just yet. They're hoping to get their liquor license by July. That's the big reason that you can't have the liquor out at the Cantina. I know. You do love Taco Bell, but you want that twisted freeze. But they will start slinging drinks in July when they get that license. Yay! There you go. That's your Mile High Hype. Okay.
There you go. Thank you, Katie. Good job wrapping that up.
Yeah.